You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
From the Cruise Radio Mobile Studio, this is Cruise News Today on Location with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Tuesday, March 7th. The FBI Columbia Field Office in South Carolina is investigating what it's considering a suspicious death that happened aboard Carnival Sunshine late last month. An unresponsive woman was found on the ship on February 27th, and after life-saving measures were performed, she was pronounced dead on board. In a statement, Carnival said that the deceased and her husband were debarked in Nassau, and Bahamian authorities were performing an autopsy. When the ship arrived back to its home port of Charleston, South Carolina over the weekend, the FBI began their investigation on board. Officials say the incident is isolated and there was no other threat to guests. Cruise lines are required to report incidents to the DOT, and that report is compiled quarterly for public viewing. And after a dry dock, Carnival Glory is set to embark on a special 14-night transatlantic Carnival Journeys cruise next April. The voyage will depart from Barcelona and include port calls in Valencia, Malaga, the Canary Islands, and Bermuda before the ship arrives back to Port Canaveral. Carnival Glory currently offers 7-night Eastern and Western Caribbean cruises from the Big Easy. And MSC Cruises' new luxury cruise line, Explorer Journeys, has given details on the penthouse and residence suites aboard its first ship, Explorer One, which will debut this July in England. The ocean penthouses will range from 463 to 732 square feet and feature private dining areas, walk-in closets, and heated bathroom floors. It has a price tag starting at $16,000 per person. The ocean residences were also debuted. They're just as big, 1,600 square feet, with a hot tub in there. Those will start at $23,000 per person. The ship debuts this summer. And cruise line stocks were mixed on Monday. Carnival Corporation down 0.3%, 11.08. Royal Caribbean up 0.2, 74.16. And Norwegian up 0.5, 16.31. Breaking news and industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. Here in Paris, France, just a layover. Don't get too excited. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today. Have yourself a great Tuesday.